Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and this segment we call Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon and myself. We've been bringing it to you a long time, over 6 years now. It's brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Kuby Sausage House, and Kuby's Game Processing in Dallas, Larry's TV show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use for all of my night hunting. Well, folks, it is now Campfire Talk time with Mr. Larry Wysoon. Larry is across the campfire from us, and he's ready to visit with me and all you folks. Larry, thank you for being here, buddy.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, you know, we've had some little bit of cool weather coming into this stretch that we're into right now. And there are a couple of mornings when I was back home in Brenham sitting out in the back porch, you know, kind of wishing I had a little bit of a campfire here.
I mean,
this campfire, regardless, feels good. You know, there's something to it about a campfire. I find myself drawn to it regardless of whether it's 110 degrees or whether it's 5 degrees kind of thing.
I know, Larry. A couple of weeks ago when that cold blast came through, I told my wife, I said, I'm game for one more what I call cold weather hog hunt. And
there you go.
Golly, I loaded up, and of course, I had all of about a mile and a half from my house is where I had to go. But I'm sitting out there with my winter gear on. I mean, I've got my jumpsuit on and camouflage. You know, I'm out there. I'm sitting on the ground behind I built me a little brush blind and got me another barbecue pig about a 40 pounder, like kids say, why do you shoot those little hogs for? I say, well, you got to be a lot better to hit those little ones, you know.
You're exactly right. The bottom, sure do eat good.
That's why. You
that's
know why I shoot them. That's right. Hey, I've been up to Ranger Creek, Larry. Ranger, you've been there with me. Ranger Creek Ranch, Rennell Walker's
Yes, sir. I
ranch.
Knew you headed up that way.
Yeah. Good friend Jeff Rice went with me, went turkey hunting up
good.
There, and he got some good film. We got a couple birds, and I mean the turkeys. Oh, gosh, it's been a week ago, but they were red hot. I've never seen that country. The Cedar Breaks got lots of turkeys this year. I'd like to mention to all the listeners about Ranger Creek Ranch. You can go online to rangercreekranch.com. And, Larry, they're doing the ranch is doing many hog leases and many deer leases where,
yes.
You know, where people well, they schedule so many hunts or so many weekends or periods to be there, and there's plenty of cabins and houses on that big old ranch, you know, Ranger Creek. So they don't have to plant the food plots, don't have to put out corn and feeders and all that, but they just go and hunt. So Rennell Scott told me that, you know, that's becoming real popular in this day and time. So that's a folks are looking for a place to hunt deer, you know, that's one option here in Texas, rangercreekranch.com, and talk to them. They'll tell them all about it. You've been there, Mr. Wysoon.
That's a fabulous chunk of country up there. There's some big old deer scattered in through there, and there's a lot of game.
Yeah.
There's a few javelina, I mean, of course, wild hogs, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of turkey. And
Yeah,
I know in the right conditions too. Sometimes they have a pretty good quail population. I know they've been a little bit on the dry this year.
Yes,
but, you know that's kind of a great way to do that because you can put together two or three friends and then you have the exclusive area. You know, the exclusive for that area during the time frame that you're there and really a good way to do it. And these days, a lot of times we don't have that time, the luxury of time to where we can have a deer lease that, you know, you run year-round kind of thing. And so absolutely a great concept that they've come up with there.
You bet. Well, hopefully we can get back up there for, you know, this fall. You get back up there and have another reunion of sorts.
I think it's time. I think it's time. One of the things that I'm going to try to do this year with DSC, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, is I really want to try to spend a little bit more time in Texas hunting down in the Southwest. I mean, I love hunting in Texas and parts of Texas and, you know, the states adjoining Texas as well, too. And I haven't had a chance to do that in a while. I'm kind of trying to get away a little bit from some of the international stuff. I love being places like that. I'm just to the point where I really don't like going or coming home on the plane, you know, kind of thing. So I'm really looking for areas to do more and more of that kind of thing. And we've got such great opportunities here in our home state, in our Georgia state. So it's time for me to try to do a little bit more of that again, I think.
I think you're right on track, Larry. And you're right about the travel. I do 1/80th as much as you do, but I know what you're, I literally love to go up in northern Saskatchewan fishing every summer.
Oh, man.
And we're going back to Esquatican Lake Lodge. It took me about 3 years to learn how to pronounce Esquatican.
I can see and understand why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm proud of that. Esquatican Lake Lodge. No, we're going to go back up there the end of June and spend 5 glorious days up there, man.
Oh, man. Well, this year I hadn't been on I missed spring bear hunting last year, and going on spring bear hunt this year, there's a TV show that they put together with Bob Folkrod and some other guys about some of the guys that have been in there, something about outdoor legends or something like that, and I was kindly invited to come on a hunt. And I think I'm going to be hunting up at a place called Riverside Hunting, which is a pretty good-sized lodge just into Manitoba, right across the border from Saskatchewan. So,
yeah.
Going to be doing that, I think, about the same time prior that you're going to be up there fishing.
That's prime time.
I'll get to wet a line while I'm there. I'm gonna take one of my fishing rods with me and just kind of say, okay, if I don't, maybe today's a good day fishing.
Exactly. Yeah, you'll have plenty. There's plenty of good fishing up there. One other thing, Larry, that I'm excited about here. Let's see, in about a little over a week, I'm going to get to go up to southeast of McAllister, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. We've talked about this.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm jealous because that's such a great area, and I know you're going up for a turkey hunt, aren't you?
Yes. And Travis, the gentleman, the manager of the 44,000 acres owned by the Choctaw Tribe. It's tribal land up there. And there's a nice lodge on it, but they've got, 44,000 acres, and that's... They've got some high-fenced, highly intensely managed deer, but they've also, most of it is low-fence, Larry, and you being a wildlife biologist, you understand this better than I do, but they have food plots, they've supplemental feeding, they've been doing it for a few years up there, and the Choctaw Hunting Lodge is offering hunts this fall, you know, on the...
Fantastic.
It's and the word is really just now getting out about it. But if you have a chance, check out their lodge and a lot of pictures there. ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. But you can see, learn a lot.
You're right. That's a great website, and it's amazing some of the animals that they have up there. So, yeah. So if you're looking for a place, you know, this fall, and you hadn't already gotten things lined up, maybe if for whatever reason the Ranger Creek's already filled up, you might have a look at that.
It's another state, you can get your get your license up there and hunt Texas and up there too, you know.
And it is across the counter license sale, so you don't have to draw, which is kind of an important thing for I'm concerned.
But. You bet. And usually the reason there's Eastern turkey up there. There's no Rios. Yeah. And that kind of surprised me, but it's right in that mountainous, wooded area where there's only Easterns. And in my life, I've only killed one Eastern turkey in Texas. I've shot a few in other states, but to hunt the Easterns, I love to turkey hunt, but that's just another option for people.
And those are true Easterns. I've got a mutual friend, Rick Lambert, and Rick this year has decided to go on the world quest for turkeys, which means the four that we have here in the States, and then also the ghouls down in Mexico, and then the oscillated turkey down in the Yucatan area, too. He's on a quest. I think he's already shot an eastern bird, I know he shot an eastern bird, I know he shot a Merriam's, and he and Jim Zumbo and I have been spending the last few days together in preparation for the NRA show, and Rick was able to shoot another Rio, so, he's well on his way.
A lot of people listening know Rick Lambert, folks. We're talking about Rick's a good friend of Larry's and mine, too. I've had the privilege of spending some time out fishing and hunting with Rick. And, yeah, he killed an Eastern on one of Miranda's farms there in Tennessee,
right.
And then with Zumbo. And then he'll get a I'm sure y'all are going to get a Rio because there's a bunch of them.
He's got one on the ground. So
he's got him, yeah.
he's already got it. So, I mean, he didn't mess around. And of course, the three of us are headed to the NRA show this coming week. So,
I'm going to be there. That's going to be – I've got to meet some folks up there, but I'm looking forward to that. That's in Dallas this year, and it's huge, isn't it?
It is. I'd love to invite anybody that can attend the NRA show to come by. And I'll be at the Ruger booth most of the time, and I'll be at the Hornady booth a little bit as well, too. So if you got a chance to go to the NRA show and show your support of the NRA and our Second Amendment, it would be an absolutely great time to have you guys come by and visit as well, too. And, always looking forward to listen to hunting stories. So
me too.
If you got a story to share, to share, please come
back. You betcha. And I do want to mention, Larry, the Dallas Safari Club, folks can go online to biggame.org. And learn all. If you're not already a member, consider that. It's an awesome organization, and I'm sure they'll have a presence there, the Dallas Safari Club.
Mm-hmm. They will. They're two organizations that I'm very, very proud about being a member of, and particularly those two, and a third one. But Dallas Safari Club, NRA, and of course, if you're from Texas, if you love the outdoors, to me, you got to be a member of the Texas Wildlife Association as well, too.
You do, Larry.
I noticed not too long ago you had an absolutely fantastic article in there by their Texas Wildlife magazine about hog hunting. Imagine that.
Larry, that I have had more input on that article. If you think wild hogs are not a hot button in Texas, you're living in a cave somewhere.
They are.
I have got so much input, and hogs. I'm in the minority. I know I am, but not in the fact that I love to hunt them. But I kind of look at them a little differently than someone that might have a big hay meadow. But I got a lot of input, and most of it positive input. The use of poisons. I'm no biologist, I'm no scientist, but it scares me. It really does. I trust the biologist and the scientists that study it. Sodium nitrite, for instance, it's a chemical that cures. It's a compound that cures meats, bacon, ham. I use it all the time to cure ham and sausage. Well, hogs supposedly are very susceptible to sodium nitrite. They can't handle much of it. So there's been studies at Kerr Wildlife Management Area and other places about that, the use of that. So warfarin, kaput, I was totally against that. I think anybody, it's just an inhumane way, and it's who knows the ramifications of an animal that's killed with it and then eaten by a buzzard, et cetera, et cetera. So that I hope that doesn't surface again, the use of warfarin. But, problem there again, I'm not planting 500 acres in corn, so I understand the landowner's concern. But I think even most landowners, I know most of these folks, they don't want to do anything that would harm the environment either,
No, they don't. I mean, I understand the situation that they deal with. And to me, there's certain situations that maybe need to be taken care of in one way, and then on a broad scale, perhaps maybe need to be taken care of another way. So if they do decide to release some of the poisons eventually that will kill hogs, hopefully they'll do it with a situation to where it has to be evaluated as to how bad the situation is before some of those poisons can be issued to people.
You bet.
So
you bet.
We'll see where it goes. Our biologists that we've got with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department have been studying this for a while, and I'm sure they're looking at it on a grander scale than just the immediate thing as well, too.
For sure, and more knowledge involved with their studies. Larry, we're out of time. Let's kick the coals on our campfire, bud, and you're going to be right back here with us. You and Zumbo and Rick Lambert, I would say have a good time, but that goes without saying. You guys are going to have a good time. Tell them I said hello.
We will, and by golly, all three of us will be at the NRA convention this coming week, so please stop by.
Folks, if you're a shooter, I need to hook you up with Hunter Supply. Now, Hunter Supply provides quality cast lead bullets for every facet of the shooting world, from target shooting to hunting. Hunter Supply bullets have been put to the test all over the world. They've taken a Big Five in Africa, as well as a lot of moose and grizzly bear in North America. Single-action cowboy shooters get their bullets from Hunter Supply, as well as air rifle shooters. You can go online to huntersupply.com and check them out. When you make an order, you need to be aware that the shipping is included in the price of the bullets.
Folks, for about the past 18 months, I've been using a Photon XT by Sightmark. It's a night hunting scope, and you can use it during the daytime, too. Absolutely awesome for hunting hogs. I probably kill 20 or 25 hogs using the Photon XT, and I shoot hogs at ranges of 100 yards and less. Now, it's not thermal. You won't be shooting 300 or 400 yards with it, but for most of us, and especially for the price, it is awesome. Now, the Photon RT is out now, and it has a camera mode sound on it. For a few hundred bucks more, you can get that model. I am just putting it to work, and so far I really like what I found. But just go to sightmark.com and check them out. Folks, if you're in the market for a new feeder, I want to hook you up with my buddy Carl Harmon that owns Ultramatic Feeders. You can go online to ultramaticfeeders.com or simply give Carl a call, 877-428-4637. Carl makes some awesome feeders. I've got one that I've had in the woods either 9 or 10 years, and all I've had to do is replace the battery about every 3 years on it. Again, that's ultramaticfeeders.com.
Just imagine, 44,000 acres of privately owned exclusive hunting grounds, home to an abundance of turkey, native deer, and trophy whitetails. The Choctaw Hunting Lodge offers all of that within the legendary Ty Valley in southeastern Oklahoma. It's a game hunter's dream come true. Everything from the lodge accommodations to the customized guided hunt itself have been designed with your comfort in mind. Visit ChoctawHuntingLodge.com now to plan the hunt of your lifetime.